have a lot of other trades, so.
Do you have one that, one I was thinking of, has broad leaves with your shed all at one time, and the bark peels, and there are little knobs or balls on it, and the wood is very tough, and in fact it's used for chopping plants.
Dogwood?
No.
Limb?
I was thinking of sycamore.
Oh, sycamore. We don't have any sycamore.
There aren't any more in here?
One here and yonder. There's one right yonder that I see. That's about the only sycamore I know of.
What, down there? In
front of upside that pine yonder.
Oh, I see. What did George Washington supposedly cut down?
Oh, a cherry tree.
Okay. What do you call it? The bush, its leaves become very red in the fall, and it sometimes poison people.
They're shoemake?
Okay. What are the two kinds?
I don't know the two kinds.
Okay. But they are poisonous, what? Yeah. Like poison ivy is?
Yeah.
You know, one I just mentioned, what do you call, there are two types of plants. One has three leaves, one has five leaves, and if you touch it, it'll break down.
Oh, poison oak?
Okay, and the other one is?
Poison ivy?
Okay. What do you call red berries you eat with sugar and cream sometimes?
Red berries.
How about the ones that grow in fields?
Strawberry.
Okay. Another kind of berry with a rough surface. Some are red, and some red black.
Blackberry?
Okay, another kind of berry that it's almost got a hollow end. You can pull out the inside. Kind of like a ring.
Raspberry.
Something you eat could kill you, or a berry that you could eat could kill you. You might say these berries are
poison.
What do you call a tall bush with clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers? Grows around here an awful lot.
Roses?
No, it's more like a bush. And it grows naturally in the mountains. There are two bushes. I think one is the...
Dogwood?
No, one's the state flower of North Carolina. It grows just everywhere in the mountains, near creeks. They have a festival over here for...
Rhododendron?
Okay, and there's another that has a bloom something like rhododendron. People often get it confused if they don't know the bush as well. It's smaller than rhododendron.
Laurel?
Yeah, that's right. Are there different kinds of laurel and rhododendron? Are there different kinds?
Different kinds.
Of laurel and rhododendron?
We have here a laurel. I think it's just as pretty as a rhododendron.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are, some of them are red, light red.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are white, sort of white. Then we have an ivy. I like it best of all of them because you can smell one. You can smell the bush. And this here in the back car,
Boy.
And I mean it's a pleasant fragrant, you know,
mm-hmm.
pleasant scent. I like them all the well. Now they claim, I've heard old people say that cattle would eat it, poison, you know, but I've got some of them up here on the hill and
never did eat. What do you call a large flowering tree with shiny leaves and big white flowers, and the leaves have a prickly seed pod about the size and shape of a cucumber? I don't know the too many grower around here, but when there's a story about an old South on a plantation, they always have a couple of these trees sticking up in the front yard. Very, very big. Flower like this.
I don't know. We sure don't have it around here.
Magnolia.
Magnolia.